This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
Greetings and salutations from the epicenter of the nation's economy, the Bakken Shale Play. My name is Jason Spies. Today we talk with Steve Holeen, superintendent of Watford City Schools.
This is the Mondak Oilfield Review, powered by buildingthebakken.com.
When searching for a replacement for your current vehicle, we encourage you to consider Sample Auto Sales in Manning, North Dakota. They always have a fresh supply of cars, light and heavy-duty trucks, SUVs, minivans, and much more. And they'll deal. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up at 701-573-7875 or swing in to their Manning, North Dakota showroom. Sample Auto Sales, a dealer that can be trusted.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we hear from Steve Holeen, superintendent of Watford City Schools.
Portable classrooms at our elementary school. We're going to have our high school building done by the winter of 2015. So in the meantime, this year we have six. It's very likely we could almost double that next year until we get that building. And the other part of it is we probably need another elementary school. Prior to that high school even getting done, you're going to start another project. So it's the rapidness that this happens. It's a great opportunity. We understand that. It's exciting. But you just don't have the time to address these issues like other growth areas do at 3, 4% when you're looking at 15 to 20% growth.
And then what are you hearing from your school constituents for the past 6 years?
Yeah, you know, very much of the similar. I mean, I think everybody's living through this dynamic, trying to make the best of what we have to work with, the resources we have. But everybody knows that without some kind of infusion of other sources of revenue to take this, you know, some pretty dark things are going to start to happen. And obviously, for the county standpoint, it's roads and infrastructure, you know, it's quality of life, it's the industry itself that has to struggle with that. For schools, it's overcrowding. It's not having facilities that are going to be conducive to education anymore. And we can only pass so many bond issues and tap our locals to the point where it's just not going to happen anymore. And from a school standpoint, it means a lot of portable classrooms, it means a lot of compromises in education. So I think that's really what the talk is. We know, view this as a long-term play. We need some long-term solutions, and I think we've had some short-term attempts to try to solve the problem, but they're not meeting the need, and that's where we need to turn the corner on that.
To listen to the entire interview or other Mondak Oilfield reviews, visit rockandrollroughneck.com. Be sure to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and buildingthebakken.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank the local sponsors, Sample Auto Sales, and Building the Bakken. From the staff at the Mondak Oilfield Review, my name is Jason Spies. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.